From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In a primetime address to the nation, President Obama is vowing to confront the group known as the Islamic State, expanding airstrikes against the extremists who've overrun large parts of Iraq and Syria. President saying a broad coalition will work to, as he put it, roll back this terrorist threat.
Our objective is clear. We will degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL through a comprehensive and sustained counterterrorism strategy.
President detailing a four-point strategy he says will include airstrikes, increased backing for forces fighting the terror group on the ground, working to prevent attacks, and providing humanitarian assistance to civilians. Additional 475 U.S. service members will be sent to Iraq, but Obama says not in a fighting role.
We will not get dragged into another ground war in Iraq, but they are needed to support Iraqi and Kurdish forces with training, intelligence, and equipment.
Administration officials, meanwhile, remain silent about when such airstrikes might begin. Italy's interim minister has warned the country where the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church is located could be a target of Islamic State fighters. NPR's Sylvia Pedroli reports Italy has stepped up border surveillance and is closely monitoring the Internet.
Interior Minister Angelino Alfano said ISIS's principal target remains the West and every symbol that represents it. But he stressed there's no evidence of a terrorist plot against Italy, a member of NATO, and a U.S. ally that has said it will help arm Iraqi Kurds fighting ISIS militants in northern Iraq. In early July, ISIS chief Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who has appointed himself caliph of the Islamic State, said he would target Rome. In an audio message on jihadi websites, he urged Muslims to take Rome and the entire world. Alfano said that out of the estimated 2,300 Westerners fighting with ISIS, 48 with at least some link to Italy had gone there to fight. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
California Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a bill that makes most workers in his state eligible for paid sick leave. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez explains, California becomes the second state in the nation after Connecticut to require paid sick leave.
Under the new law, which takes effect in July 2015, part and full-time workers can earn up to 3 paid sick days a year for themselves or for the care of a family member. The law will affect about 40% of California workers who are not already covered by an employer's benefits package. Workers must be on the job for 90 days before using their sick leave, and in-home care workers who are employed by the state would not be eligible. The law does not preempt city laws that might be more generous. San Francisco, for example, provides workers with up to 9 days of sick leave, depending on the size of the company. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Company Scorned apparently not about to give up the fight to gain increased control of lucrative discount retail space. Dollar General, which has twice had its offer for rival Family Dollar rejected, announcing it's upping its hostile takeover bid. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 54 points today. This is NPR. German airline Lufthansa has canceled 140 of its flights today after the airline's pilots walked off the job. The carrier says the 8-hour strike at Munich Airport, the company's second busiest, affected more than 15,000 passengers. It's the fourth strike by the pilots' union in the past 5 months in an ongoing labor dispute that has already cost Germany's biggest airline millions of dollars. International observers say they have evidence that chemical weapons are still being used in Syria. As NPR's Jeff Bromfield reports, the findings come just weeks after Syria's declared stocks of chemicals were destroyed.
In August, the U.S. and its partners completed the disposal of Syria's declared stocks of chemical weapons. But evidence of chemical attacks continued. Earlier this year, residents of northern Syria reported that barrel bombs filled with chlorine were being dropped from helicopters. Chlorine is a common industrial chemical, but it can also be used as a weapon. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons now says there is compelling evidence the bombs were used and that they killed some residents and injured scores more. The alleged attacks have continued throughout the summer. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
The White House is announcing that its official visitor center will reopen this weekend. That's after a $12.6 million two-year makeover. First Lady Michelle Obama and Interior Secretary Sally Jewell today took part in a ribbon-cutting ceremony near the White House. The new center, which officially reopens to the public on Saturday, is nearly 16,000 square feet. It includes an exhibit area, a retail shop, and visitor information sites. The National Park Service and the nonprofit White House Historical Association partnered on the renovation work. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.